morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Great.
Thank you so much for coming in. We have a kind of an odd week this week because yes. you met on Monday and not Tuesday because last night was the night to unite.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you unite? Get out and unite yourselves yesterday?
Yeah. Yes, we did. So it was just really a great opportunity. I'm really grateful for the weather. The weather made it just so enjoyable and saw parties going on all throughout the city. And we attended several different ones at Viking Terrace, Jefferson Park, Townhomes, stopped over at the Key. And even as we were driving to party from party to party, you could see different cul-de-sacs blocked off, people gathering, police vehicles, ambulance, and our fire trucks, and our Northfield Library bookmobile. We're all out and about moving around to the different parties, and it was just so fun to see people taking that opportunity to get to know one another and greet their emergency or first responders. And yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I think that really goes a long way to towards building community.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's move on to the, because of the Night to Unite, you met the night before.
Yes.
Let's talk about that meeting. First of all, you had a lot on the consent agenda that has been, and a lot of stuff that you've been working on for a while that's finally made its way to the consent agenda and on through. Is there anything from that area that you'd like to mention or highlight?
Yes, absolutely. And normally we don't talk about the consent agenda because it's approved with just a singular vote.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some significant projects that were on approvals that were granted through that consent agenda. One of them was Bluff View. So that is that area of the city that is just across from the middle school, or to the south of the middle school, I would say. And it's a 21.65-acre development, 46 lots, 3 quad homes, 18 twin homes. It extends Ford Street towards 246, so we're getting closer to having that connectivity down in that lower portion of the city. The council also approved a trail extension or some connectivity in there to be able to get kids from that southern portion of development over to the middle school. So there were just some different approvals that happened with that, several official agreements that have been working their way through the system, and then final adoption there the next step in the process, right? The development agreement. Mm-hmm. And I believe there's a groundbreaking September 4th from 1 to 4 that the Northfield Chamber of Commerce and Paul Ryland with Johnson and Ryland Builders are preparing, and I think they're planning some really special things with some food trucks and some special guests.
So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Marty McFly is going to be there.
Marty McFly will be there.
From Back to the Future, right? With the DeLorean. So.
Okay.
They have the DeLorean, too. The car will be there.
A themed groundbreaking. That's pretty fun.
Well, you think back historically, the schools, if you look at our grade schools here in Northfield, we have Greenvale and we have Sibley and some of the older ones. So those used to be on the edge of town, just like the new ones now, but the town kind of fills in around those schools, and all of a sudden it's a neighborhood school again.
Yeah.
So not on the edge of town. Let's move on to the regular agenda. Anything else from the consent agenda?
Yeah, I just thought I'd mention just two other items real quickly. Strategic items, actually. Our Northfield Hospital and Clinic, the City Council, as part of the process, approved a lease agreement that they are putting forward so that they can service the Kenyon area.
Mm-hmm.
They are opening up a clinic over there, and that will expand the opportunity to be able to service that area. Out there in the rural area to be able to give them quality healthcare services. So that was really exciting. Also, the Hillcrest development. I think last night we, or not last night, gosh, I'm still on that.
Monday night.
Yeah, there were 6 additional items for a grant agreement to be able to give help to that CAC Hillcrest development to help it get to the last leg. Some financial help that the City Council is giving for that, for park dedication fees, SAC and WAC fees, building permit fees, fees related to zoning application and some other items. And I think we're also going to be moving forward with helping them out with the sidewalk installation along Dresden to be built with our 2022 city projects. So just some additional financial resources to be able to help that project get over to the next step and get built and in the ground. So that's very exciting. I know Scott was in and you had him talking about that. So that's very exciting. I think a lot of community members have been assisting with that. So.
Yeah, and that's there are a lot of moving parts, a lot to that. It's not just your typical development. So they've done a lot of work and done a great job. It's going to become reality now.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, let's move on to the regular agenda. You had about $4.5 million of general obligation bonds that for street reconstruction that was voted on last night. Tell us that.
Yeah, a few things there. We have about $1.6 million related to that Bluffview project that the mayor talked about where we're really helping to finance the construction of the infrastructure. It will be repaid back through the development process. So certainly help the city helping to move along housing development to meet the needs of the community. Additionally, $2.4 million roughly in our mill and overlay projects, our annual kind of street project improvement programs that we did this year. We had a plow truck, a larger piece of equipment, about $400,000 related to a plow truck to do. And last of all, unfortunately, we were going to do some maintenance on a bridge. It's not critical, so it can wait, but we only got one bid, and it was quite significantly over budget. So we're going to push that into a next year's project, and we really removed that from our debt issuance. So it came down a little bit from what we planned, but I think we're in very favorable interest rate environment still, which is a good thing. Certainly continuing to kind of monitor things. But so we'll be council authorized issuance of that, and they'll be coming back on the 17th the award on the 17th and closing in September for that is what the schedule is.
All right. Let's move on to the riverfront, or the Riverwalk entrance improvement discussion. That's on the west side, the other side of the, from where we're sitting right now, of the downtown area. Tell us about what that discussion entailed.
Yeah, this kind of came about where, with the Riverfront Action Plan work that was kicked off and completed with our planning, we continue to look at kind of enhancements along the river and identification of things. In the past, the city council actually brought this up during budget discussions in the past, wanting to kind of look at what we could do to freshen up that property that the city owns kind of next to Basil's Pizzeria, and it kind of is a... It's an accessible entrance into the Riverwalk, but right now it doesn't technically meet some of those ADA standards. And so, one, we're trying to improve accessibility, improve kind of the entrance and gateway of that park, and then really just make it a nicer experience for people. And so we got feedback from the council and had preliminary feedback on some ideas from the council.
Mm-hmm. Now, that lot, is that... totally owned by the city, the whole lot. I know Basil's right next door. They had done some planning as far as having an outdoor space. Where does that all come together? Where's that at now?
Yeah, they right along the building of Basil's. They do own a little bit of that property. I'm trying to remember now from the plan that we had. Mm-hmm. It was probably somewhere around, was it like 5-6 feet maybe or something like that?
That sounds about right. Yeah,
and. And then they own the back part of their property, too, as well. So they did submit input along with the public related to some interest to potentially put some tables for their patrons along their building. And that was one of the discussion points was, is there enough space for kind of their patrons' tables as well as accessibility kind of for our public onto the public property as it relates to kind of our planning? So that was some of the discussion with that. But they did have some interest they submitted about kind of on the front entrance of their building as well as the side to potentially offer some outdoor eating opportunities.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. If you walk along Division Street, you will clearly see some wayfinding signage that really highlights, oh, there's something special here. I should maybe follow that and walk down and then you discover the riverfront. There's really not that on the west side. And in fact, even though we have people coming in and they're almost in direct sight line to be able to see this particular area, there's really nothing that identifies it as a special space or an visual invitation down onto the west side of the Riverwalk. And so this is just something, bringing it up to same sort of standard that we all enjoy when you're walking along Division Street. So I'm really excited to see. It's a very small area, but it's a really strategic location. And if we can help highlight that and invite people into that space, my hope is that that will create some additional vibrancy on that side of the river for all of our businesses that are over there. Just that invitation, using our pedestrian bridges downtown, you can get to both sides of the river, enjoy both sides, right? Have some lunch, visit with friends, and it's just connecting both sides. Same sort of standard that's on the east side. Let's bring it over to the west side.
Now, is when you think about the improvements here, is it either this or that, meaning Basil's or the city, or is there room for both? Can you make a nice entrance, still have room for some extra outdoor seating? And is, I guess, Basil's, is that still an active plan?
Mm-hmm. I would say in the past, we have really worked hard with Basil's to bring forward some plans to improve the area. I believe in the past, there has also been like a pergola, and it was actually very beautiful, but for whatever reason, those things didn't move forward. I think we really want to work collaboratively with the business to see how we can best improve the area, as well as take into account kind of their dreams, their aspirations for how they would like to extend seating out into the area without compromising the city being able to move forward. So I think our city staff are working in collaboration with them, and we'll just see how it moves forward.
All right. Mayor Pownell is with us, along with City Administrator Ben Martig. The Milltowns Trail was discussed again. From what I understand, from what Rich told me, you had a very good presentation involving the Milltowns Trail.
Yeah, it was great.
Tell us about it.
Well, what was really interesting is I think that they use Google Earth. For the first time, I've seen a public presentation on that where it took you on that path of the trail and implanted it right within, I don't know, it's like a satellite view. So you can see all the trees, the roads, and in real time what they are and how the trail would fit in as it moves through the city and out towards that Waterford Bridge. So it was really fun to see it. I'd like to see more of that, actually. That would be great, using technology, right, to expand our horizons on how we're showcasing projects and how they fit in.
I'm sure you will see more of that in the future.
Yes, that's
this is just the beginning.
Yeah, so it was really great to see that. This is that next step in the process, city engineering the actual trail, how it fits in, where it crosses, our city staff, DNR, as well as ISG and Alta Planning and Design have really been working hard on this, meeting with the different organizations, individuals, people that are along the route, and figuring out the different, I think there's wetlands, there's trailhead, there's some different sort of designs, and I would say also the tunnel underneath Highway 19 out by Hall Avenue and Highway 19, there's an intersection out there where it would actually go under Highway 19, not over. And so that was a really important piece of this. How do people get across Highway 19 at people going speeds at 55 miles an hour? So
what, you know, this has been the Milltown Trails ever since I moved here, I think, back in the late 80s. This has been a topic of discussion. And there have been significant strides made through the years, but it's not an easy project. It's very complicated. From where we're at now, we're kind of closing the gap on closing the gap.
Yes.
But what are the biggest hurdles that still have to follow to make this a reality?
Yeah.
Money?
Yeah, Ben, just, you know, the rubbing your fingers together. Come on, where's the dough, you know?
There'll be some private land involved in this, yeah. I would imagine, and buying that out, would that be the biggest hurdle?
There's actually not very much private property acquisition that we have. We might have some construction easements that we'll need, but I would say seriously that the council's made the decision on the route. The council sought, you know, support of the DNR related to getting us to 30% construction design, which is what we're working to finalize as to come back to the council. That really lays a good foundation now for us to go after dollars. And we're doing that at the same time. We have a request into the governor for his upcoming bonding considerations for state funds. over 10 million. I don't remember the exact number in my head right now for requested. And then we're going to be at the legislature, so people can talk to our their representative, their senator, mm-hmm. Representing them, encouraging them to support it. And mm-hmm. that would get the Northfield in-town section really kind of completed out to the Waterford Bridge. So mm-hmm. that's kind of the next piece. And as mm-hmm. the mayor was talking about, too, the other great thing about this section of the trail that would eventually connect up to the North Trail, up to the Cannon Valley Trail, and then Sakata to the south. In Northfield specifically, it's going to be taking care of a lot of problems within our community where we have disconnect of pedestrian and bike-safe biking routes. And so it's going to also just make our community more connected. So not only is this going to be a good regional project, it's going to be a really huge benefit to mm-hmm. internal to our community, connecting parks and neighborhoods that we don't have connected mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah, I think it will add, what is it, about another 6 miles of trail. And one of, so the east and the west side of that East Cannon River Trail, that is a 6 mile loop. So this would add an additional, I think it is, close to it anyway, about 6 miles of trail. And one of the things that they identified through this project was they put it in different, there's like a segment A, B, C, D, I'm not sure how many different segments, but they've really broken it out. And it's really helpful as you're looking at the different areas of the city as it's going through. One of the questions or areas of concern that I think the city council raised multiple times was, how do we get people safely to this trail? It's wonderful. It's going through our community. What are the crossings? So if it's going along the southern side of Jefferson Parkway, that's great. It makes it easier for those that live on the south side of that. But how do we get everybody from the north side that lives right there to get across Jefferson Parkway where there aren't a lot of stop signs? How do we get kids and families over to that trail? And I think that was one of the things that came up multiple times. Is there a different way that we could do the crossing? Maybe it's an elevated crossing. Maybe it's different color. They did identify some rapid flashing beacon, I believe. There's a couple different intersections where they identified some additional ways to highlight to motorists that they've got people that are crossing the road and they should slow down and stop for them. Kind of similar to what's on the Highway 3 and 3rd Street intersection, as well as where our students are crossing 246 at the high school and the middle school. So just trying to make it as safe as possible for people to be able to get to the trail, as well as get through our community and onto the Cannon Valley Trail.
Let's talk about a time schedule for the Northfield part of this. The whole trail, we won't ask you to speak for that, but mm-hmm. For the Northfield part, what we have been talking about, mm-hmm. best case scenario, when do you envision this being completed?
Let's see here.
That's a great question. Next year?
Either next year or 2058. Well, I'm not sure.
We'd have 2022. If we got mm-hmm. funding, we'd start kind of the design process. That could take upwards of a year. I'm trying to remember now, in our capital planning, which we'll be talking about next week at our budget meeting, Jefferson Parkway is scheduled. It might be 2024. Yeah. So that's probably a year likely. Mm-hmm. 2023 maybe at best case, but probably more likely 2024 completion would be kind of a best case scenario.
Okay, so maybe 3 to 5 years, somewhere in that time frame.
I think realistically, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Oh, shoot, man.
All right.
I don't know. Some of these things, as an elected official, you're like, really? Come on. Why do we have to wait so long? Oh, local government moves slow.
Yeah.
State government, too. Yeah.
Well, even slower, like molasses, right?
You're dealing with, like, every government entity out there.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah.
Let's talk about community development. You got a presentation, or you heard from Mitzi Baker, the community development director, about they need some help.
Yeah, so one of the things with part of our strategic planning, we've been kind of doing some department analysis. This year, we're doing probably more of an internal review of that. Mm-hmm. I'd say looking a little bit at planning, economic development, housing, components of that, but probably a focus on our partnerships, key partnership with the Northfield Downtown Development Commission. And we've been working cooperatively with them on taking a look at our partnership. The city funds about $35,000 a year in a contract with them. It's a primary kind of funding for their operations for their executive director, who's now in transition. And so we brought forward a few different, probably four different options, I think, for the council to kind of do as is, do a partnership where some of those that work would be done in-house with community development, mm-hmm. and where we would kind of either do it as a half-time position, which it is now, or beef it up to a full-time position, taking on some additional planning needs of the department that we identified. And I'm trying to remember now if we had some other alternative. And we got good feedback, I think, from the council on that.
Yeah. And it was really helpful to see, as Mitzi Baker, our community development director, I think she took, and I don't remember the numbers, but she talked a little bit about the number of permits and things that have been flowing through their department, which have just been growing year over year. And I think for this halfway through this year, we're already at the 2020 level, and that was even greater than what it had been in the previous, I think, 3 years or something like that. So there's a lot that they are moving through the system, and if you're trying to do a project, sometimes you need those building permit or the plans approved in a timely manner so you can just get to your putting your first shovel in the ground so you can get your project done. And time is money, right? And so that department really is very important to the overall health, economic health, I think, of our community. So it's really helpful to see from her perspective where the needs were within the community. And this, with the opportunity with the NDDC in transition, it gives us an opportunity as a community to look at holistically, how can we best move forward? Are there greater alignments that we can create, efficiencies that could be had if you could do some combining of some different organizations or roles, and bringing someone in-house with an additional staff person within the community development would add that efficiency, the alignment, and ability to just move things forward, hopefully, in a much more efficient manner. And I'm really thankful for the opportunity. I think it's been highlighted multiple times. We have so many different entities within the city that really want to help economic development, housing, and things like that move forward, but we're not all together in one spot. And I think locating the chamber, NEC, NDDC, CVB are all underneath one roof, although different organizations. And that was a great move. There still might be another opportunity yet if we can just stretch ourselves to really vision on how this could work even better. And I think that's really where the council's at. And I think some council members were even in favor of more than one additional member that would be a full-time staff member with community development.
Yeah, you know, as far as that goes, a full-time person or a part-time person or both or whatever, the needs within that department, are those more of a like an administrative, a paperwork type thing? Or will you need to hire somebody that has some more advanced experience and skills within community development?
Yeah, we'd really kind of a city planner type job doing community engagement and then just kind of planning assistance. There are things that right now our planning director has planning commission, heritage preservation commission currently, and then also often has to present related to council agenda items. There are some natural things where they could be made, the new position could maybe take on some of those things like heritage mm-hmm. preservation, which really covers the same area of downtown. And then we also are doing like business development for facade grants that we've been using, that position could take on some of that. So I think that the skills are good. And one thing I wanted to comment too is just the kind of, it seems to me like the ongoing joke that I hear as a city administrator is how many city administrators have come and gone here through the city. And yes. I celebrated my fifth anniversary, and yes. I've had three executive directors at the NDDC. And so I think also you have, is it a part-time position currently? It is. I think we also believe by merging together, by having a full-time position, hopefully you can recruit and retain people for longer periods of time too. Yeah. And frankly, I think this could be really fun and interesting work. So I'd be excited that if you created a position, you might be able to find a really talented person to do that, just with how interesting the work would be to, you know, be able to work in a community like this to help really move forward, you know, the downtown, to make it stronger and more vibrant, and the riverfront work that's part of that area. So that's one other thing I think just too is just retention, I think, could help both of us, which is why the chair of the NDDC and the board have been supportive of exploring this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems obvious or evident that this will be an ongoing discussion. Yeah. Will this be worked into, whatever the case may be, you'd have to work that into the 2022 budget? Would that be fair to say?
Yes, so we'll be having discussions with the council coming up. We actually have a multi-year agreement already in existence with the NDDC, so you know, it would be basically coming to agreement to end that if we choose to do that. Otherwise, if it didn't move forward, they would presumably go forward with an executive director search. But it seems like there's support to definitely move this ahead, and so council will be taking that on in the budget.
All right. Well, I told you when you sat down here that we had lots of time available as long as you guys, but we'll probably let you go. Is there anything else we haven't discussed from either the meeting Monday or anything that's coming up you'd like to mention?
I don't think anything specifically for me.
All right. No. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Yeah. Thanks for talking for 26 minutes with us. Right. We certainly appreciate that.
Is that a record?
I think that's the most we've had in a long time.
Okay. All right.
We appreciate it. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and also City Administrator Ben Martig.